I certainly count it a privilege to stand before you today in the house of God, and this is the day that the Lord hath made. And I think, you know, the older I get, the more that I appreciate this privilege and this time. It seems like forever since I've been here. It's so good to be in church, and we certainly want to treat this position and just being in God's house with a reverence that He deserves. And I appreciate what Brother Ward has brought to us already this morning, and I won't be up here very long. I asked him if I could just briefly introduce the services this morning, because of the thing that is I think on all of our minds, perhaps, that in this country right now, the political assassination of a good and peaceful man whose main message, and it's not my desire to be political up here. I think that's inappropriate, and I may have crossed that line before, and I don't want to do that. But I will say that this man, although I wasn't a follower of his, I've heard him before, and his main message was Jesus Christ and the First Amendment of the Constitution, which gives us the liberties that we have to speak what we can speak. And this is a volatile time, perhaps, in the country because of what's happened. And I think it's going to bring light to a lot of things. But my message, you know, some of you may remember not long ago that I tried to speak about something that really came home to me when the children of Israel were captive in Babylon, and the Lord told them, he sent the prophet to teach them to pray for the city where you live, pray for the peace of it. And that really came home to me. Like I said, it actually changed my worldview and my doctrinal, I can't think of the right words, my belief system was changed as a result of that. And I try to always remember that in prayer now, to pray for the peace of our country and of our nation. And I think it's even more important, or as important as ever. One is we know because God sent the prophet to do so, that we're praying in God's will when we do that. He told them to pray for peace. And the Bible says that whatever we pray according to His will, that He will do it. And the other thing, and although this might seem painfully obvious, there's many things that go through our minds when we hear about acts like what we just witnessed. What can I do, or what should I do? But there's one thing that's needful: prayer to Almighty God. Yes. He is the one that has the ability to do something about it. And not just that, everything. We need the influence of Jesus Christ in this in our nation, in our hearts, and everywhere, more than ever. And the Bible says that the nations, all the nations, are as a drop of a bucket before Him. And we have the ability, he listens to you. When you go to your prayer closet, you have the ability, through the Holy Spirit, to be blessed that the one that can do something, the one that can help, is right there. And he does. He does it. It's His will to bring peace to the nation, then He will do it. And we're not a sinless nation, and I don't want to discount that at all. I pray that, you know, that He will put away our sins, that'll give us mercy before Him, and that He'll bring about a heart in all of us to seek His will. And also, I will say this is a time when many people are seeking after Christ, which, you know, we've read online that people, that a particular man was looking to go to church, you know, after he was asking people, what church should I go to? And a lot of people chimed in this, they chimed in that, they chimed in Catholic, they chimed in Baptist. Some people said, you know, just go out in the woods and think about God. Talk about God with your family. And this man said, I spent enough time in the woods. I'm ready to meet the man himself. And so we should be lights in the world and the salt of the earth and an example to other people and reach out to our neighbors. And, you know, if they see in us the right way that we love the Lord, then they'll want to seek him too. I think there's a lot of that. And I think a lot of people are going to be, and I certainly pray that many people will be turning to Christ. But I just wanted to kind of reinforce again what I said last time, mainly that we should be in prayer and seeking the peace of our country and of the world and of our lives and in our church. So thank you for the opportunity to let me speak.